Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and I'm so glad that you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about boundaries. I read a great book years ago, and I've reread it a couple of times, by Henry Cloud and John Townsend, entitled Boundaries. Here's what might help us as we try to build boundaries in our own life, and that is to recognize that Jesus himself, during his earthly ministry, built boundaries. How in the world could Jesus say no to people who needed him? In today's passage, we can see where Jesus's boundaries are in action. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning of verse 35, the scripture says, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, 'Everyone is looking for you.' And he said to them, 'Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out.' And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons." Can you imagine saying no when you had the ability to heal everybody? In our text, it seems like that's exactly what the Lord Jesus did. He said no to people who were blind or people that were crippled or people that needed him. But maybe we need to understand that when we say no, it could also mean yes. Boundaries mean establishing what you will do and what you won't do. Jesus' decision not to stay when everybody wanted him to shows his commitment to those boundaries. And in verse 38, he explains why he said no to all of those people begging him to stay a little longer. Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go on to the next town that I may preach there also, for that is why I came." By saying no to staying, Jesus said yes to preaching in the next town. Jesus helped so many more people because he said no. Well, how did he know to do that? Well, he said that in verse 35. "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he," are you ready for it? "Prayed." You know what? Saying no requires that we need to understand who we are in Christ and understand we need to be directed daily, even momentarily, by the Holy Spirit as he directs us, guides us, and leads us. Jesus knew exactly what he was about because he prioritized time alone to pray and listen to God the Father. This was his constant habit. It was part of his rhythm in his life, and it could be a part of our rhythm if we choose to meet with him every morning. It's infinitely easier to stick to your boundaries when you know where you're headed. And so the two keys to setting boundaries like the Lord Jesus are pretty simple, and yet they require a rhythm. Get alone with God so you can learn his plan, and two, redefine what no means in your life. The question is, do you have boundaries like Jesus? And if so, what is it you need to say no to today? Maybe the way to get after that is to simply spend time with God and ask him this simple question: God, what would you have me to say yes and no to today? And would you give me wisdom to know those clearly? Oh, my friend, that's the beauty of being able to understand boundaries. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.